Welcome to Raising Deaf Kids. I know that you are super busy, so I'll make this one quick. You want to support your child's language development and get those language skills boosted, but you're tired and you're busy and you're doing all the things. What's a mom to do, and how do we add yet another thing into our busy schedules, like practicing language skills? Well, today I'm going to give you three tips about how you can still support your child's language development even if you're super busy and don't have a minute to spare. So let's grab your caffeinated beverage and take 15 minutes and just listen to this episode. I think it will help you out a lot. Hey, Mama, welcome to Raising Deaf Kids. Do you want more ease in your daily life? Do you want to help your child learn language faster but have no idea where to start? Do you find yourself searching for how to learn sign language and best ways to practice speech goals? Hey, I'm Elaine. I'm a mom of three littles, two of whom are deaf. I remember when I received the hearing loss diagnosis for our child, there were so many decisions and information overload. I lacked clarity and confidence and yearned for ease and balance in our lives. It was then that I discovered strategies to support our kids' language development at home, and I even helped them learn language faster. I can't wait to share it all with you. So put down that to-do list, close out that ASL app for now, and let's get started. So before we begin, I just want to make sure I invite you to my free 1 hour live workshop called Take Control of Your Time. But I want to help you sift through the time in your day to make sure that the way you're spending your time aligns with your values and mission and the values and mission of your family. I recently restructured completely how I approach time and time management, and it's been a game changer for my own sanity, and also as a ripple effect, has brought so much more calm into my own house as well. And I'm getting all of the to-do lists done in the house. So in this workshop, you will walk away with a clear understanding of what you can and should take out of your day, what you should put into your day to make everything flow like a peaceful river. And the best part is, I'm going to make it super easy for you and hold your hand live through the whole thing. So the free 1 hour live workshop is on April 30th, and I am so pumped to meet you. Seriously, I cannot wait. Make sure you go to elainejacobs.myflowdesk.com/timechallenge to sign up now for that challenge. And I can't wait to see you. All right, we're going to get into the meat of this episode. So I know what it's like to be a busy mom. Surprise. I have three young kids too. At the time of this recording, my kids are 8, 5, and 3. My little one just turned 3. Hey, so I'm still in kind of like the little years with you guys as well right now. And the to-do list like literally never ends. And I get that. And what I wanted to share with you today is when I had, my kids, my first two children had hearing loss from birth. They were deaf from birth and then got cochlear implants. And one of the biggest struggles was the amount of time that was taken up at the beginning. And I'm talking about for like 5 years at the beginning, like all of a sudden, when they first got their diagnosis, and especially for my first child that got their diagnosis, all of a sudden my time was limited, like even more than just having a baby, first off. Because all of a sudden, when your child has hearing loss, and especially if you decide to do hearing aids or cochlear implants or Bahas or any type of intervention, that kicks off so many appointments. And you're probably in the middle of that right now, right? All of a sudden, you have speech therapists, audiologists, ENT, MRIs, ABRs, surgeries, potentially, recoveries from surgeries. You have your local EDDIE, early hearing detection intervention programs calling you. You have other early intervention people calling you in your state. You may have other therapies. We also have physical therapy for our children as well, and also some other different occupational therapy. for my kids as well. So, I just remember my house feeling like it was a revolving door. And all of a sudden having all these appointments, which, I never like anticipated having. Okay, and that took so much out of my time. And then also at the same time, my speech therapist was like, you need to practice these speech goals every day at home. And it was just a lot, especially by the time I had the second child with hearing loss. It was just too much on my day. So I had to start thinking really intentionally about my time and figuring out how to fit it all in, because also I had to do the laundry and the dishes and clean the house sometimes. I mean, there are certain things that you have to do in the house and give my kids routines, and my kids couldn't communicate with me. There's so much going on at the beginning, like I said, at least for the first 5 years. And so I had to figure out right away how to get all of this done. And especially, I had to get that language skills done, because it was a non-negotiable for me to, give my children language and to teach my children language. And that's most likely a non-negotiable for you as well. Right. So how do we get this all done? Well, I'm going to tell you. So right now, I'm going to give you 3 tips that will support your child's language development, even as a busy mom, even as a busy schedule. And this is the way that I did it when my schedule was so busy. So number one, focus on one language skill or one language goal at a time. Do not try to do too much. It will overwhelm you. Focus on one thing at a time. You will get overwhelmed if you try to practice all the goals at one time and frazzled, and so will your child. And learning is not going to happen if everybody is overwhelmed, chaotic, and frazzled. It's just not going to happen. So I just want you to focus on one language skill per practice session. So right now, I want you to pick one thing that you're going to practice today. It could be a certain word, it could be a certain phrase, it could be a certain sound. Okay, but just pick one thing to focus on. And after you pick that one thing to focus on, my number two tip is I want you to use that word or phrase or sound that you're going to practice with your child. I want you to use that all day long with your child. Okay, I want you to infuse practicing this into your day with your child. Okay, and this is really beneficial. Number one, because it helps you continuously practice language without taking any more time out of your day, because you're literally just practicing it as you go about your daily routine. This is also really great for your child, because your child will be able to understand and see how you can use a word or a phrase in everyday life, which involves using it in multiple situations and multiple scenarios, right? Which is great and will actually help your child learn faster, because they learn to assign context and meaning in different situations to this language, which is how language develops. Okay, we've gone over this in past episodes, but language develops not just from memorizing a word or phrase, but from actually assigning like meaning to the word or phrase and practicing this word or phrase in multiple contexts, because many words or phrases, especially if you're practicing in English, can have multiple meanings and multiple, depending on like how you're using it. That will help them practice faster and learn faster. So, how are you going to do this? You can practice in the morning when you're sitting down eating breakfast. You can practice in the afternoon if you're going grocery shopping. You're always trying to entertain your kids in the grocery store, in the shopping cart. Practice your words or phrases in the shopping cart while you're grocery shopping. And you can even practice in the evening at dinner time while they're sitting in their booster seat or their high chair, or even, before bed when you're kind of like winding down, or while you're reading a book. That's such a great time to practice language. We did that a lot with our kids as well. And my third tip is I want you to carve out 5 minutes of intentional practice time. So I know that you're busy, and that's the title of this episode. But you also really need some focus time to practice these skills, and focus time where you and your child are kind of playing together quietly. The space is quiet. You're near your child. You know that the hearing environment is optimal for them. And you, it's calm. It's not like in the middle of a store, in the middle of a car running around. It's calm, so you can get feedback from your child, and you can give your child a chance to like try to imitate you, or try to practice the world, the sorry, the word in a more calm environment. And we know that deaf and hard of hearing kids definitely learn on the go, but they also need intentional practice time even more than typical hearing kids. So you really do need some sort of even 5 minutes like focused practice time with your child as well. So I want you to find a natural lull or downtime in your day. Okay, this could be after breakfast, after you've eaten, cleaned up, you kind of like have a little bit of quiet space before you like move on to another activity. That could be a great time for 5 minutes to sit down and practice. You can practice like right after nap time. In fact, a coaching client of mine, we're trying to find more time in their schedule to practice language goals with their baby. And they chose the time right after night time, nap time and before dinner. And that is like a really great time to practice with your child, especially if you have a young child who naps because they've just napped. They're happy, they're awake, and you kind of have that natural downtime before you're really having to start dinner. And so far that time period is working really great for my coaching clients. And another great time is before bed, right? When you're winding down, kind of playing quietly before going to bed and doing the bedtime routine, that would be a great time to practice those speech goals anyway. So just because you're busy doesn't mean language learning has to go by the wayside for your child. The practice still needs to happen, and by doing these three steps, you can make it happen easily and naturally throughout the day. Now, I am a big believer that we control our own time and we make time for things that are important to us. So, if you think you are too busy to do even these steps that I outlined in this podcast episode, then you need to sign up right now for my workshop, Take Control of Your Time. So, in this free 1 hour workshop, we're going to talk together live. I'm live with you. About how to restructure your time so that the way you're spending your time aligns with your values and missions for yourself and for your family. We're going to talk about how to get rid of those time suckers in the day. And we're also going to talk about how to maximize the 24 hours that we all have to get the most done, but in the calmest way possible. So, if all this seems complicated to you, it's not. And I'm going to actually make it super simple for you and walk you right through this step by step together. And by the end of the 1 hour free workshop, you'll have a clear view of the pockets of time in your day that you can practice these language goals. So go ahead and sign up right now at elainejacobs.myflowdesk.com/time challenge. That link is in the show notes, and the workshop is happening on April 30th. So I hope this episode helps you out today. As parents, we want the absolute best for our kids, but unfortunately, parenting kids, and especially parenting kids with hearing loss, don't come with a handbook. And I want you to know that simply by being here and listening, you're doing a great job as a mom or a parent because you are learning and trying to find better ways to help your child. I am so proud of your efforts, and I am so glad that you're here. And I will see you next week. Make sure you go sign up for that Take Control of Your Time workshop, and the link is in the show notes. Hey, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and subscribe to this podcast? I never want you to miss an episode and to be without valuable information to help you and your family. Also, please leave a quick written review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you. Now go check off the rest of your to-dos so you can love on your family today. And I'll meet you here every Tuesday and Thursday for podcast episodes to support your whole family in language learning. Ciao, Mama.